Hollywood.
Glitz and glamour.
Pretty Malik gossip.
It's Pretty Malik's gossip
on Virgin Radio.
What's going on in the gossip, Pretty?
So if you go to Chris Fade show right now, you will see the collaboration that no one expected on their bingo cards for 2024. And that is Ed Sheeran and Shah Rukh Khan.
I saw this video this morning. This is brilliant. So basically, Ed Sheeran is doing the Shah Rukh Khan pose, right?
Yeah, the Shah Rukh Khan pose with Shah Rukh Khan. It's like his signature move. And it's pretty cool. So Ed Sheeran has been in Mumbai. He's been there all this week. He's performing this weekend. And while he's been there, he's visited schools, which he put up on his Instagram, which is really cool. But he's been hanging out with all the Bollywood stars. He was dancing with another singer. Like, he's been doing a lot. So
the way he does it, like Ed Sheeran, when he's on Instagram and when he goes to a place where he's performing, it's like he's a member of the Royal British Family or something. Like, going to all these schools. You know, when he came here, he went to a guitar school.
Yeah, and yeah.
It's really nice what he does. But
it's what we love, why we love Ed Sheeran.
I fell into a Bollywood hole here, Pretty.
Okay.
Because since I saw this video this morning, I've been YouTubing, like, what these stars do outside their houses, like Shah Rukh Khan and
you know, Shah Rukh Khan.
They stand outside the houses and thousands of people come and see them.
They're superstars.
And the other guy, Amitabh Bachchan. Yeah, it's like thousands of people outside the house every week.
Every day,
wow.
So that's that. You can go see it on Chris Fade's show.
Check it out now.
Beyonce has finally revealed the name of her upcoming album. Cowboy Carter, yeehaw, arrives on March 29th.
It's going to be a whole country
album. It's a whole country album. And rumor has it, Dolly Parton has also given her blessing for Beyonce to do a remake of her hit, Jolene.
Jolene.
You know the song.
Jolene.
Yeah.
Jolene, Jolene.
This is a tune.
Please don't take him just because you can.
So
I remember being at several parties back in the day when I used to party back in the UK. And the ladies would always put this song on.
It's a good karaoke song.
Yeah.
Too. It is. Okay, so there's a new photo controversy, I'm sorry, surrounding Kate Middleton. We're over the Mother's Day photo. We've moved on to another photo. So on March 11th, Kate was photographed alongside her husband, Prince William, in the back seat of a Range Rover leaving Windsor Castle. Social media users have been quick to kind of analyze the photo because Kate owned up to photoshopping the other one, right?
Right.
They're like, ooh, the bricks on the wall don't match. Hey, this photo of Kate, the back of her head, looks exactly like this photo from 2016. I think they photoshopped it in. Well, now the photo agency that actually took the photo has spoken out. Goff Photos has said, quote, the pictures have been cropped and lightened, but nothing has been doctored. So all the conspiracy theorists can just calm down. And finally, this list just came out. Who is the most marketable athlete in the world?
Oof.
Usually, LeBron James tops the list every single year. However, this year, it's a little bit different. They've given the top five. Can I go through them?
Go for it.
So in at number five is Megan Rapinoe, who is a former USA soccer player.
Okay.
Number four, basketball player Giannis Antetokounmpo. Then you've got Alex Morgan, and at number three, another USA soccer star.
Right.
Number two is now LeBron James. And number one, the most marketable athlete for 2023 is Lionel Messi.
Oh, there we go. Congratulations, Messi's taking it out.
Yeah, it looks like his move to Inter Miami in the States really, I guess, helped him leapfrog everyone else. So there you go.
But it's interesting, isn't it? Like, that list is, I think it's 50% basketball players, 50% soccer players.
Two in the top five. You've got three soccer players or footballers and two basketball players.
There we go. Are they the biggest sports in the world? Mm. Oh, all the cricket players. The fans will be hating me now. Hit us with your tag, Pretty.
I was about to say the phone number for the station. Am I okay? Peace out, home fries.